Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today comes from the epistle reading taken from Romans chapter 9. Once again, it's the Apostle Paul that we're listening to as he writes, "I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers, my kinsmen, according to the flesh. They are Israelites, and to them belong the adoption, the glory, the covenant, the giving of the law, the worship, and the promises. To them belong the patriarchs, and from their race, according to the flesh, is the Christ, who is God over all, blessed forever. Amen." In this passage, we come across Paul in a very private moment. Paul is engaged in prayer. His prayer is powerful, and it's personal, and very painful. I don't know if you've ever come before God on behalf of someone you love, someone you care about, and yet someone who will have nothing to do with the faith. You love that person. You know that God loves that person, and yet that person wants nothing to do with God. If you have ever been there, you have a clue of what the Apostle Paul is experiencing. This is a very private moment, a very personal and very painful prayer. So much so that Paul cries out, "I am speaking the truth in Christ. I am not lying. My conscience bears me witness in the Holy Spirit that I have great sorrow and unceasing anguish in my heart. For I could wish that I myself were accursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brother, my kinsman, according to the flesh." Paul is concerned about his kinsmen, the Jewish people. 5 years before these words were written, the Jewish people had been expelled from Rome. The Emperor Claudius was attempting to maintain law and order in the city. There had been civil unrest, and so he acted as previous emperors had done and expelled the Jews from Rome. Now, when Claudius died, his expulsion died with him. The Jewish people were now returning to Rome. And yet the question was, how would the church receive them? What had begun as a movement of faith among Jewish people was now predominantly Gentile. The Jews had left, but the church had remained and grown with Gentile believers. Paul was worried not only about the Jews who did not believe, but also about the Gentiles who may not see any reason to care about Jewish people. Paul knows that not all of his Jewish brothers and sisters had believed in Jesus. And because of the expulsion of the Jews from Rome, it would be very easy for the Christian church to become the Gentile church that does not see or value or care about the Jewish remnant. So Paul finds himself overwhelmed with pain and personal love, and he wishes that he himself could be cut off from Christ if that were some way to save the Jewish people. It's a very strange thing to say. It's also a very Christ-like thing to say. in this moment, Paul's heart is filled with Christ-like love. And I say that because Jesus led the way in sacrificial love. He was willing to be cut off from God, willing to drink the cup of His Father's wrath, willing to be forsaken by God and condemned on the cross, that the kingdom of God might be opened to all people who trust in Him. It's because of Jesus that your sins are forgiven and that you are now part of the people of God, people who live out God's greater story. This is what the Apostle Paul was doing in prayer, living by that promise, letting God's greater story, God's greater vision, shape his prayer and his life with self-sacrificial love. Sometimes we can lose sight of that larger story. Faith becomes a personal matter, something we reduce to a private experience that's there to just help us get through the week. Paul awakens you and me this morning to the fact that we are part of something much bigger than ourselves. A much larger story is being told, and we're a part of it. Consider the Old Testament reading this morning. God's call to His people to come and to eat. This is more than just a foretaste of the feeding of the 5,000, which is today's gospel reading. It certainly is that, but it goes far beyond that at the same time. This is part of God's vision of a banquet for all people. It starts with God speaking of an everlasting covenant that He made with David through this great leader and the Messiah who would come from His bloodline. Israel will call nations that they don't know, and nations that they don't know will come running to them. Suddenly we begin to see a much larger table, a much greater feast. We begin to overhear God's promises throughout the Old Testament that He is going to care for and feed His people. From the manna that falls from heaven, to the waters that gush out of the rocks in the desert, from the table that our Lord and Shepherd sets in the presence of our enemies, to the teaching that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. This is the banquet that Jesus was talking about in all of His wedding parables. This banquet, this feast in the kingdom of God, in one sense, lies ahead of all of us as part of God's people gathered from all nations who live by the promises of God. We're on our way there, but amazingly, at the same time, that same feast is set before you today. A heavenly meal. Jesus' body and blood. When you eat and drink at this altar, you step into God's greater story. For a moment, heaven and earth are joined together in the same activity of feasting, of fellowship, of worship. It's not just a future event. This is happening right now. Jesus giving Himself to you right now. surrounded by saints and angels in worship right now. And having experienced this great gift together, there's only really one thing that you and I are asked to do, and that is to bring other people to this table. Make this a bigger banquet. That's it. There is plenty of grace to share. There is more than enough to go around, provided by the most generous host. Let's pray to him right now. Please join me. Lord Jesus Christ, with your Father and Holy Spirit, you are that generous host that sets the feast before us today, in which you give us your own body and blood with the bread and the wine to eat and to drink, for the forgiveness of our sins, for the upbuilding of our faith, and for the desire to reach out to the world around us with grace and invitation to come join us in this celebration of life. Meet us here today at this table. Join heaven and earth together, that our hearts would be encouraged today by your mighty power. We pray this in your holy name, Lord Jesus. Amen.